Consumer confidence just hit a 5-month high. People still expect 4% inflation. Both numbers are about you. Consumer sentiment climbed to its highest level in 5 months, and yet the same survey says people expect inflation above 4% over the next year. Those two findings sound contradictory. They are not, and the gap between them is one of the numbers the Federal Reserve watches most closely. The simple version. Every month, surveyors ask ordinary households two kinds of questions. How do you feel about your finances and the economy, and how much do you expect prices to rise? The latest answers: feelings improved to a 5-month high, while the inflation people expect stayed above 4%. Both answers are data. One measures mood. The other measures a belief that can quietly shape actual inflation, which is why the Fed reads it like a warning light. The numbers. The University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index rose to 55.2 in July 2026, its highest reading in 5 months. Since February 2026, University of Michigan, surveys of consumers, final July reading. Year-ahead inflation expectations in the same survey were 4.2%. Down from 4.6% in June, University of Michigan, surveys of consumers, final July reading. Actual inflation for comparison. Consumer prices rose 3.5% over the 12 months through June 2026, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, CPIU. For context, the Federal Reserve's inflation target is 2% Federal Reserve. Statement on longer-run goals and monetary policy strategy. What a sentiment survey actually measures. The sentiment index is built from households' answers about their own finances and the economy now and ahead. It is a mood reading, and mood matters because consumer spending is most of the U.S. economy. People who feel better tend to spend more freely. But it is a survey of feelings, not a measurement of prices or paychecks, and it can be moved by headlines, gas prices, and politics as much as by anyone's actual budget. Why the expectations number matters more than the mood number. Inflation expectations can be self-fulfilling. If workers expect prices to keep rising, they push harder for raises. If businesses expect their costs to rise, they raise prices preemptively. Enough of that, and expected inflation becomes actual inflation. That feedback loop is why the Fed treats this survey line as a warning light. Expectations stuck well above target are a reason to keep rates higher, whatever the mood number says. The gap you see in this month's survey. The real cost lens. Expected inflation is not just the Fed's problem. If prices rise around 4% a year, a dollar loses roughly a third of its buying power in a decade, which is the honest argument for keeping long-term savings somewhere that at least keeps pace, rather than in cash earning nearly nothing. And a raise below the inflation rate is a pay cut in real terms, whatever the number on the letter says. The expectations number is quietly a benchmark for your own negotiations. The mood number says people feel better. The expectations number says they still brace for 4% inflation. The Fed acts on the second one. What this means? Read the two numbers as one message. Households feel less bad, but nobody believes prices are done rising. For your own money, the expectations line is the useful one. It is the benchmark your raise has to clear and the reason idle cash quietly shrinks, and it is a number worth knowing the way you know the speed limit. What this is not a prediction of inflation, rates, or the economy. This is not a claim about what the Federal Reserve will do. This is not advice about your savings, your raise, or any investment, and it is not a buy, sell, or hold signal on any security. Survey figures are estimates from samples of households and get revised. The actual inflation you experience depends on what you personally buy. This is not financial advice, and it is not an endorsement or criticism. Sources: University of Michigan, Surveys of Consumers Sentiment Index and Inflation Expectations. https://www.skarsoryumichedu/. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Consumer Price Index. https://www.blsgov/cpi/. Federal Reserve, Statement on Longer Run Goals and Monetary Policy Strategy 2% Target. https://www.federalreserve.gov/monetary-policy/files/FOM. See longer run goals PDF.